Blog Talk Radio.
Four spoons of pain. While they hide, we dance in the rain. We are not perfect. We are not glamorous. We are not Hiltons. We are not Kardashians. We are anti-gag with our hands tied, tied around our backs while Bush formed a wreck. When Obama killed Osama, we refused to clap because America's a terrorist too. Sit for tech. We are filthy poor, the opposite of Jersey Shore. So fuck Snooki and a stylist. We are not commodities. We are bleeding hearts. Trapped inside the middle of these circling sharks. We are the apocalypse standing in the dark. We're bright lights and fame are the opposite of art. So clap for the anonymous, cheer for the unlikely. Let the fucking world know who you might be. In the Marilyn Manson, screaming fuck the world like it's a national anthem. We are not popular, we are not praised. We are not Fixies, we are not Kanye. We are icons without the glamorous glitz. Like Heidi from the Hills in a plastic fit. So while the president fucks you, the rich get rich and try to paint me as an anarchist. You made me a demon, so I'm aiming and squeezing and enjoying the pain and the bleeding. Fuck the prom queen, fuck being beautiful. We are not low hands, we are the unusual. The indisputable misfit, lights out, framed by the pain. I was aimed at the White House, clap with the invisibles, march with the phantom, rise up with the throwaway anthem. Than a pilot, but never had a sky view. Bottom floor poor with a knack for being lied to. Painted face wasteland, the opposite of Graceland.
Singing in a symphony of silence, defiance. Sleeping with the wolves and dancing with the lions. Inner city riots, burning down the tyrants. Struggle of the misfits, tackling the giants.
Take a look at that upholstery right there.
It's pretty fucking nice, ain't it?
right there.
Real upholstery.
I ain't seen nothing like that since, shit, back in the...
Motherfucker!
You on my couch! Motherfucker!
I need your motherfucking brain!
You can't have my couch! The fuck you thinking?
Now come here, you big fat motherfucker! Get out of the table!
I was never popular, this solid man. Fuck school! School never liked me.
Cool.
All the kids would always beat me till I'm half dead and make fun of the size of my forehead. But that shit never bothered me. Mama and mother, they owned a lot of property. They had a science lab in the basement, and that's where my free time, well, my time was spent. I made a mouse with a chicken head. It clucked three times, cluck, cluck, cluck. Then I was dead. I made a lot of things, though, like a frog with a turkey neck. It was the shit. But I'm still lonely, I need a homie. So I collected limbs and made me a zombie. I could have made a girly friend, but fuck that, I got my girly right here. Yeah.
Under the direction of, you can call me Mad Professor. I will make a friend for me. Under the direction of, you can call me Mad Professor. We will rule eternity.
So this is like where you live?
That's right. Why, you don't like it?
I mean, oh my god, it's dirty.
I used so many body parts, it was crazy. I killed a whole bunch of motherfuckers, like 80. They all chipped in on my special friends. Everything helped, even if you got a finger to lend. Come on. I hear the other children playing outside. Keep it down, you little bitches. I'll give you fucking high. Stressful. This part's whack.
What?
Somehow I gotta attach this nutsack shit. Fuck. I'm sawing off an elbow. Looking at the meter, I'm like Quasar Zipsalo. Or better yet, look out the fucking window. I see a storm coming. It's almost time to roll. Screw the head on. Come on, come on. Come on. It's the thuggish, ruggish bone. Okay, it's time. Hit the switch. Turn it up to hurt. Fuck. Didn't work.
Under the direction of, you can call me Mad Professor.
Thank you. Up next, KMK, hold it in.
Take a massive hit. You know who that motherfucker is? Yeah.
Hold it in. Everybody gotta hold it in. Everybody gotta hold it in.
Yeah.
right, y'all. Up next, let's see what we can give y'all. How about we give y'all some motherfucking Scum with Filth?
Sadistic and twisted installment of sickness and lyrical snuff. Son, the X of the chains on her neck, just letting them know that we like playing rough. Playing with matches, results in a fire, and bopping that shit, gonna fuck with your head. Making you wanna dismember and torture, making you wanna have sex with the dead. And if you're easily offended, we say fuck you. It'd be nice to watch you dying, dangling on a hook. With a motherfucking baseball bat up your ass as your body turns blue. For the fun of it, for the fuck of it, what your life get took. Yo, scum up in this bitch, leave a body face out in the ditch. Give it a gun to your kid and some drugs to consume. Dropping him off at a school for a lesson to teach. Let him blast everyone, look how Charles is around. Gonna mess up what we're gonna smoke to greet ya. Warm sticking into rain, searching a videotape. Never sensible because I'm off a teacher. So fuck your feelings, fuck everything you love and stand. Follow the go and kick in your dough and hit the flow. We did it then, mad as fuck. I'ma grab your baby out the crib when the ankles quick. Then I'ma smash it against the wall when the brains go splat. Then it makes you sick.
Feel the fire and the flame and the flame. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons slugged it, demons slugged it. Bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix. Feel the fire and the flame and the flame. Rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons slugged it, demons slugged it. Bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix.
Motherfucker, bit by the fun of this sick son of a bitch. Gatekeeper, Mr. Reaper, welcome to the pit. Feel the fire, feel the flame. I put that on the body of Christ, on the crucifix, on your chain. As far as I'm concerned, you can hang and burn. Cold blade cutting deep, feel the pain and squirm. Another body down, another grave in the ground. The orphan dog is starving, don't get ate by the hound. Don't make me have to decapitate your crown. Me and Satan having long conversations now. Telling me to do them bad and telling me how. Everything I do, I'm doing it, felony sound. Demons calling, I came, all in the name of energy, and yes, I bless you all with a flame, no love, just pain, violent murder scene, caught it all on my webcam, fuck it, the devil made me do it, you're the dead man.
Feel the fire and the flame and the flame, spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons slugged it, demons slugged it, bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix. Feel the fire and the flame and the flame. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons slugged it, demons slugged it. Bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix.
Got me twisted up and shit. Has it really been that fucking long since I spit something sick? Scum put me on this wicked track, do not forget. The first lyrics that I wrote was inspiration from the pit. Watch me get you motherfuckers right beside your kids. I just do it like I'm Nike, I do it for the kicks. I got bloody weapons and a dirty bag of tricks. I won't hesitate to bleed you, leave you rotten in the sick. Masturbating to a YouTube video, a small one. Sharpening a hatchet while I'm loading up a long gun. Who's that knocking on my door?
You got the wrong one.
You won't leave my property. I put that on my young son. I wanna see your blood spilled on some white sheets. I love it when the victim says, why'd you bite me? I leave them cold like a cherry flavored icy. Dump them in the river, let them swim with all the Pisces.
Feel the fire and the flame and the flame. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons slugged it. Bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix. Feel the fire and the flame and the flame. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons slugged it, demons slugged it. Bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix.
You call me evil, call me wicked, call me quick guy. Get left in a pitch fast. The faceless freak is creeping deep beneath the streets and die. Leave my mark in blood so well, we'll know how people die.
I torture the aborted and sort them in proper portions. Then I organize their organ force, feed them the organ to be a warning. I would not hesitate to regulate, put the barrel in your mouth. Watch your soul evaporate.
Yeah. I'm feeling, I'ma get him in the middle, I'm in it, I'ma finish. Yeah. Can't stop bringing, and if you get a time for the kid, I'ma kill him.
Come and get famous for being heinous, a faceless
Feel the fire and the flame and the flavor. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons is locked in, demons is locked in. Bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix. Feel the fire and the flame and the flavor. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons is locked in, demons is locked in. Bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix. Feel the fire and the flame and the flavor. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons is locked in, demons is locked in. Bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix.
And we're back. What up, ghetto?
What's up, witch boy?
Shit. Trying to get this fucking thing to work on Redbox.
I was very offended by that trick.
So sensitive.
I think I may cry myself to sleep tonight.
Oh, that's the case, then you can join like half the motherfuckers and single juggle that cry their eyes out because of the whole fucking fake bitches up in there.
I don't really see anybody crying about that. I just see people fed up with it.
Yeah, unfortunately though, there's an admin that won't do jack shit.
It's because he's probably dead. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it.
But I wouldn't doubt it. So I found a horror movie that, you know, that you should probably check out.
Oh yeah? And what's that?
River of Darkness.
River of Darkness.
Yep.
That doesn't even sound scary.
Whoa. Right, man. Well, once I tell you who's in it, you might think otherwise.
So I'll think it's scary after you tell me who's in it?
Yep.
Well.
Kevin Nash, Psycho Sid Vicious, and Kurt Angle.
Why would they put them in a movie?
I have no clue. This shit came out back in, like, 2011, apparently.
Kevin Nash, he'd start to run, and then he'd fall over and tear his quad, and he'd be done. Kurt Angle, man, he's just fucking stupid. End up in rehab. And then Sid Vicious, he'd probably just kill himself. Come on, man. That's the worst three people you could put in a movie.
Yeah, I know.
Why did they decide to pick wrestlers for a scary movie?
I don't know.
Who made the movie?
Find out.
TNA probably made it.
I think it's funny how like I'm reading the fucking the reviews for this shit. Fucking Shenron 666 goes absolute crap. I even sat through the whole thing. Those people couldn't act the same if their lives depended on it. Kevin Nash gets shot and doesn't flinch, but gets stabbed with a little knife and screams. Since when do dead feel pain?
That's like how people were always talking about, what is that, Call of Duty game? Apparently, if you get shot with like a gun, you get a little bit of damage, but you get stabbed in the foot and you die instantly. Is that true?
No. I don't know who the fuck told you that one.
Man, I saw fucking pictures of that all over the internet. What fucking game is that, then?
No, it's definitely not that.
One of them shooting games. Or like how this person was doing his thing on GTA 5, and then he was walking down the street and he accidentally ran into a telephone pole and he died. Like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Guess you die very gay ways on that game.
The movie was put out by G2 Pictures. Features, like I said, Kurt Angle, Kevin Nash, Sid Vicious, Bill Hinesman, Bill Lang, Ray Lloyd, Bingo O'Malley.
Bingo?
Yeah, Bingo O'Malley. That's the person's
Bingo
name.
Bingo was his name. B-I-N-G-O.
Man, I have a feeling now just because of that, that the entire movie, I'm going to start singing the fucking song to it.
That's not really in the movie, is it? Because that would just be really weird.
I hope not. I haven't seen the movie yet.
Kind of like how in that movie, Prisoners, man, the little girls were singing that, you know, whole Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Lay today. I was like, what the fuck? And then that then that crazy dude that was in there, man, he started singing that randomly. So, I mean, it's possible they got stupid songs in movies.
Yeah, right? I mean, shit, and Power Rangers fucking, the chick that played the daughter from fucking The Purge, she randomly starts whistling. I think Mary Had a Little Lamb as she's chasing the Power Rangers.
Well, that's really strange too.
It's funny because the fact, you know, the minute they hear the whistling, every single one just stops in the tracks. And the new Green Ranger and that shit just fucking runs for his life.
Well, yeah, you would too.
No, I think I'd run towards her.
Wow. Don't you realize that there's no sex on a kid's show?
Oh, I'll take her to the back. All set.
Yeah. Piss break. There's something you should take to the back that we don't have to hear.
Well, this time I'll try. I don't let the homie take my piss to the back, though, but I'll try.
As in, don't do it when we have to hear you.
But let's see here. The plot to that movie, when unspeakable evil falls on a quiet river town, Sheriff Logan, who is played by Kurt Angle, is thrust
played by Wolverine.
Boy, that's funny. It goes, Sheriff Logan is thrust into a chilling nightmare of death and mayhem. He is confronted with a series of horrific murders, each more vicious than the last, and soon learns of the community's seedy past and the evil that has risen from purgatory to exact revenge on the town. They got him as a fucking sheriff. That's gay. Lucky enough, maybe they'll fucking kill him.
Now, where the hell is this movie at?
I found it on, fucking Redbox Instant.com.
So it's in Redbox?
On the website, yes.
So you have to order it offline if you were to see it?
Yes.
I'm sure you could probably find it for free somewhere.
You probably could.
That doesn't sound like a movie I want to pay a dollar for.
Well, right now I'm not paying anything for it. Right now I'm getting it for free because I got a free trial for RedboxInstant.com.
And that's the movie you're gonna get.
That's the movie I'm watching right now.
Of all movies, that's the one you went with.
Well, I was going to try and fucking get it to play on my PS3, but unfortunately it doesn't do that. But they have a few of them, but I did bookmark a few of the movies on this list. See, Lesbian Vampires.
Lesbian Vampires. Is that by any chance a porno?
No, it's such a horror movie.
It'd be a lot better as a porno. It'd be like bitches on their period.
Let's see, here we go. Lesbian Vampires. Camilla, queen of the lesbian vampires, hungers for hot new blood and body of Lilith, and shows her new guest the pleasures of girl-on-girl love, loaded with eroticism, horror, and a touch of humor. Stars, Mr. Creepo.
Mr. Creepo?
Yep.
I thought this was about lesbians.
It's supposed to, but it features Mr. Creepo. Whoever the fuck that is.
Man, this sounds like a porno, though. And why is it that everybody gotta fucking find Lilith, man? The damn vampires.
I don't know.
At least zombies aren't trying to find anybody. They'll just eat anything.
RedboxInstant.com.
And there's no zombie Bible and shit like that. Unlike vampires.
Let's see what else we got here. After the Dawn, it's a vampire movie. Devil Dolls, Don't Fall Asleep, The Hunt, Ghost Hunt, Filth to Ashes, Dust to Dust. From Beneath, The Expendables, Lost Lake, Dread, Thor, Transformers, The Avengers, Super 8, Captain America.
Say Super 8? You really want to see that movie?
Oh, no, I wanted to check it out like a while back. And, of course, I've got Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, the challenge.
Wonder what the hell that is.
It stars the Olsen twins before they were crackheads.
No, they're pretty much always crackheads.
And the other movie I got up on here, since I don't have any more, is Queen of the Damned.
Don't you already have that movie?
I had it. I don't know what the fuck happened to it.
And I'm sure that movie's on TV a lot too.
Yeah, I don't like watching it on TV. There's the damn commercials and shit like that. They always cut shit out on TV. Yeah, man. If you sign up for Redbox Instant, man, you get a free month.
No, I'm good.
And after that, it's like $8 a month. Hey, Kipo, what's his name, oh? Well, man, they get really weird actors like Mr. Kipo.
Nobody even knows who the hell that is.
No idea. No, he's an actor, though. He was a part of, here we go. Back in 2003, he was part of Barely Legal Lesbian Vampires, The Curse of Ed Wood.
See, man? It's a fucking porno, man.
Man, it might as well be.
What a name like, yeah, Barely Legal Lesbian Vampires.
Well, if it's good, I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know if it's a porno, too.
Well, it must be, because it's brought to you by Chemical Burn and Entertainment. Yep, that sounds like a porn company right there.
Why does that sound like a porn company?
Come on, man, Chemical Burn and Entertainment.
Sound like a porno company. You just think that because it says burn. Like some sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, fuck.
That's what you're thinking.
I'm thinking I'm better watching this shit on my fucking phone. I'm up on my iPod. It's probably louder. Okay, you're quiet as all hell. Shut up. I'll watch you later.
What? Who the fuck are you screaming at?
I'm screaming at my fucking laptop because the fucking movie's too low.
Well, turn it up, dumbass.
It is. Like, the volume's all, like, all the way at high.
Well, then, why don't you hook it up through your TV or whatever it you used to do?
I could probably try doing it later, but I'm not lazy enough to do it.
Yeah, because it's probably like a few inches away from you.
Plus, I gotta find the wire that I used for it.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
And unfortunately, I think at the moment, the wire that's hooked up is hooked up to my laptop. Not my laptop, my PS3.
Do your little voodoo magic and make it work.
Unfortunately, my voodoo magic don't work on my TV. I wish it did.
And you call yourself a witch. What the fuck?
Man, if my magic worked on fucking TVs, man, I'd have a solo lesbian porn up on there right now. And every single movie that just came out.
Really? That's what you would use it for? To get lesbian porn? Now, see, that sounds like a cheesy-ass storyline for a porno.
Hey, it just might be.
A witch that only uses his powers to get lesbian porn on his TV.
Man, plus if I could, man, I'd put a spell on fucking Selena Gomez and have her leave Justin Bieber and come to me instead.
Speaking of which, I found something very interesting on Instagram the other day.
Justin Bieber?
I saw that this man named Havoc is following Justin Bieber on Instagram.
No, fuck. What did I just on left? I get.
He was on your list, man.
What the fuck is he doing on my list?
I was like, what the fuck is he following Justin Bieber for?
Man, that's a question I'm curious about. Why the fuck am I following him for?
Because I just so happened to be looking through the people you were following, and that was one of them.
Why the fuck am I following him for? What the hell?
Now I'm not sure if it's actually Justin Bieber, but it says Justin Bieber. So I just thought I'd bring that up.
What the fuck?
That caught me off guard.
Why the fuck am I following him for?
You tell me.
I have no clue. I didn't even notice this. Apparently, I'm following Disney as well. What the hell? What the fuck? let's see. I'm following someone named Rigor Mortis. That's fine.
Well, that one shouldn't be hard to follow.
How many motherfuckers am I following? 310. The fuck?
Are you not in control of your Instagram?
Apparently not, if I was following Justin fucking Bieber. And Disney.
Oh, yeah, man. I saw you were following your boy, what's his name? Necro G, too.
The fuck am I following that for? That four fool. That fool four.
Wow. Can't even talk. He's a flabbergasted.
Ikru G-R-E, go the fuck away.
Who?
He's got Necro G G R E.
I see.
You have noticed I'm also following. I. Those chicks from fucking YouTube.
Yeah, that was like the first like 10.
Yeah.
It's like no, 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 no.
How the fuck did Justin Bieber even get about my shit for? Like, how the fuck did that even happen?
Is there something you're not telling us, Havoc?
Yeah, I haven't used my Instagram in forever. And all of a sudden, now I'm finding out I was following Justin Bieber.
See that? Could be worse. It could be on Twitter.
I'd kill my Twitter if that ever happened.
Well, like, a little bit ago, I saw that Iron Man liked my comment.
Yeah, I saw that. Ina Gomez. I don't know if this probably isn't even the real Selena Gomez, but I'm going to follow her anyways.
And what the fuck are you doing?
On Instagram. Following Selena Gomez.
Man, that's like how we're following Yaya Han, man. Like, she posts, like, the stupidest pictures. Like, what the fuck I want to see... fuck do I want to see these stairs for?
Maybe, I don't know, to walk, yeah, watch her walk up them.
You're like, post your fucking titties or something. Ain't that why bitches got Instagram?
Well, I think mainly people got Instagram to, you know, to show off their food.
Show off their food and to get naked. That's all I ever see. And then white girls trying to twerk.
Yeah. Shout out to Miley Cyrus.
Man, don't shout out to her. She can't do a damn thing.
Well, you said white girls trying to twerk. So there you go. Shout out to her.
Speaking of white girls, man, fucking that Britney Spears song that she just put out fucking sucks.
Well, yeah.
But the video is kind of hot. She's looking good in there or whatever. But that song is terrible. Will I Am fucking destroyed her. Got her fucking talking like him now.
Yeah, I know, right?
That was like his one Vine video I watched. It was somebody dancing or something to this terrible song. And I was like, terrible music at its finest.
And Obama will be dead soon.
Yeah, everybody hates Obama now because Obama won't fucking listen.
Yeah, if you noticed, the government shut down.
Yeah, fucking days ago, Havoc.
Well, still, man, it's just funny as oil.
Although, apparently, this is not the first time.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, you're right. This is the first time we've been shut down. I don't remember the first time or the last time it happened. It's funny, though, that you shut down.
It's funny that people are blaming the Obamacare.
I don't know, man.
This shit shutting down is like a school going on strike.
Yeah, it won't last long.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, who's it really hurting? The rich people.
Exactly.
The poor people get screwed no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really give a fuck with.
Well, I'm just saying, somebody hears this and then they're all over Facebook, you know, running their mouth about it.
That we're into. My goodness, the vampire fangs have been falling out. One girl hurt her toe and had to be taken to the emergency room.
That's Mr. Creepo.
Well, that already sounds like a terrible movie.
Yeah, it looks like a terrible porn, too.
Well, the setups in porn are pretty bad.
Oh, they got a dude in purple. Hey, Goldberg died. What do you know?
What?
I said Goldberg died. What do you know?
Goldberg didn't die? What the hell are you talking about?
It's funny because they pan to a fucking gravestone in the cemetery and it says Goldberg on it.
What the hell?
Yeah, Goldberg died. Now what the fuck is Vince McMahon's tombstone at?
Man, not yet.
Ah, ugly fat white bitch.
There's There's a lot of those.
Yeah. There's what that, I just saw what in this movie. Where the fuck are the lesbian vampires at? That's the only reason I wanted to see this.
Well, fast forwarding.
I did. And now I'm at a song called Vampire Slave.
You're in a song?
Yes.
What are they singing?
Yeah, singing something about vampire slaves.
What the fuck? supposed to be a porno and it's a fucking musical.
Yeah, this is a really cheesy porno.
Is there at least nudity?
There's shadow nudity. Okay.
Oh,
there's
wow.
A...
Look at that shadow breast.
There we go. Some really small titties right there. This is absolutely horrible.
Just think. You could have rented that with paying money.
Yeah. Man, I'm so glad I'm not fucking. I'm so glad I didn't pay for this. This is such a horrible fucking movie. The effects are horrible. There's like no nudity. Fuck you.
No nudity in a movie called Lesbian Vampires.
Yeah.
Well, that's just bullshit.
That is entire movie bullshit. Fuck out of here. I ain't watching that ever again.
Man, you barely watched it now.
Exactly. I'll never watch it again. Maybe they'll give me a movie that actually has sound to it. Well, better sound than I had. Doubt it, though. Let's see what reviews he got for this movie. Much Mother, Wicked Clown Love. Whoop, whoop. There we go.
That was a review?
Yes.
Well, we know a juggalo watched this movie.
Oh, man. I think I'm better off going from that back to that VO's or VO website.
Man, get that out of here, man. Their version of The Conjuring on there, man, and a whole bunch of fucking Japanese shit on it. Although I watched the whole movie with that shit going on, I just didn't pay attention to it. At least the movie was in English. It just had fucking Japanese fucking bullshit all in the bottom of the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in English except it has Japanese subtitles.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck that symbol means, but I was learning Japanese while I was watching this movie. I now know how to count to three.
Are you sure you know how to count to three?
Yeah, it's just a line, and then a line, and then a line. I don't know how to say it, though.
Bud, that's funny. Did you check out Riddick yet? Or not yet?
Check out what?
Riddick.
Man, I don't even remember seeing, like, the first one.
I saw the first one and the second one.
I don't know. I don't really know if I can go for Vin Diesel being this thing that lives in the dark. Or whatever the fuck.
This thing that lives in the dark.
Whatever the fuck he does. Because, you know, you used to see him in car movies or saw him in Babylon AD.
Yeah, but think about this. Mr. Dave Bautista gets killed in the movie, I think, by Vin Diesel.
Man, ain't he in another movie, some, like, Japanese movie or something?
He's been in a few Japanese movies.
The one that just came out, like, this year?
I don't know. But, man, so this has been about... Actually, there's been about four... This is actually the fourth Riddick movie, actually.
Yeah, see, I mean, I saw...
let's see. At Pitch Black, Chronicles of Riddick, Chronicles of Riddick, Dark Fury, and now Riddick.
I know of two of those movies.
You just didn't see them yet.
I just never watched them ever.
Now, Mr. Dave Bautista. Almost for him. Dave Vin Diesel Bautista.
Yeah, there you go.
Movies. Yeah, he's gonna be in a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooh.
With Vin Diesel.
Of course.
Why the fuck are they putting them in another movie together?
I don't know. That's like how Zombieland. They had that curly haired dude and. Fuck, is that dude's name? What's that old dude's name that was with him in Zombieland?
That I don't even remember.
Is his name like Woody Harrelson or something? Is that a name?
Probably.
Anyway, those two dudes from Zombieland, they're now in that movie Now You See Me together.
Oh yeah, I think I told you already. Getaway was good.
Yeah, it was a pretty good movie, but who the fuck was she?
I still don't know yet who the fuck she was.
Who the fuck was she, and who was her father? Why did they have her car?
I don't know. All I know was it was a good movie.
I mean, it was a pretty good movie, yeah, but it didn't explain anything.
True.
Except that it was her car.
Yeah, and that she owned a gun.
Yeah, she owned a gun. She was fucking stupid with it. She couldn't fucking shoot anybody. She can hack computers, but she can't fucking, you know... threaten somebody with a gun very well.
We know, Ghetto, your favorite movie's up on here, too.
What's that?
Grown Ups 2.
Why is that my favorite movie? The first one was alright.
I've
never
know,
seen the second one.
I haven't either. I've seen it, but it's up on here. Just go to cinema, and then on page two, right between the Wolverine and Turbo.
Where the hell is this thing?
If you go to that page, that thing you told me about, views.cool.
Oh. Did they got We Are the Millers on there yet?
I know. Yes, to do.
Was that just recently added? Last time I checked, it didn't even fucking come up.
I don't know. I just fucking searched it. I just put it Miller, so they came up.
What the fuck? Yeah, I might watch that at some point. That movie's probably really stupid.
Probably is. Anyway, you could watch Percy Jackson.
Yeah, no.
Well, where's trailer, motherfuckers? we're talking about it all fucking night on Facebook. I say we go with a track here. This is Disturbed with Prayer.
I'm taking back.
Good CD.
Yeah.
I actually have that CD.
I do too, somewhere in my room. Where in my room, I don't know, but it's here somewhere.
You in your damn room just eats things.
I know, right? Man, my room's worse than a fat chick at a buffet line.
Yeah, consumes more food than a fat bitch at a buffet line, yeah.
Ah, oh, what the fuck? Really? Get old,
yes.
You cursed me.
Good.
Because I put down Man of Steel on fucking the site. It's in English, but Japanese subtitles.
What are the odds?
Yeah, what the fuck? This damn site in the Japanese.
Well, there you go. You could watch the movie and learn Japanese at the same time.
Yeah, even though I won't be able to speak a damn fucking lick of it.
So?
Yeah, I guess you now. I'll go to a Japanese person and be like, symbol, 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 symbol.
Symbol, symbol, symbol.
What does symbol mean? What does this symbol mean?
Then they'll be like, what?
I'll be like, you're Japanese, you're supposed to know.
Be like, you want soup?
No, I don't want no soup. I'm going to tell me the fuck this damn shit means in Japanese. And
why
the fuck this shit.
You want rice?
No, fuck
rice.
Your rice.
You want soup?
Oh, man. No.
Duck
fuck
sauce?
Your soup. Fuck your duck sauce.
Fuck out of here, man. Duck sauce is bomb.
Yeah, it's good. But it's better on Chinese food than it is Japanese food.
So?
So? I'm uploading a track. Mwahaha. And the track that even you just might like. It's called Beat the Bastards.
You know, I really don't like it when you put it that way. As to assume that I don't like very many things.
Well, considering the fact that the track is called Beat the Bastards.
Yeah, Beat the Bastards.
While it uploads, I will learn Chinese. Or Japanese, or whatever the fuck language is this.
Now that sounds like a poem.
What happened?
I said, now that sounds like a porno.
Yeah, and all it is to give him birth. To Superman. That is what ugly child. I don't give a fuck. Man, I think it's funny how like all these parents say, my kid's okay, my kid's okay. Like, you look at the kid like, that's what ugly child. I guess they know. Last night when I was at work, I accidentally called a guy, ma'am.
So?
He didn't like that too much. He just he left his food and left.
Damn, pissed him off that much.
it ain't my fault. I mean, you know, you got the hair of a chick, so I'm gonna call you ma'am.
Did you even look at him?
After I called him ma'am, and then he turned around. Hey, yeah, it's Woody Harrelson.
What about him?
Weren't we just talking about him earlier? Being in a movie with somebody?
Yeah. He was in Zombieland, and he's in Now You See Me.
Oh, Now You See Me, part two.
There's going to be another one?
Yep.
I only saw, like, the beginning of the first one the other day.
And he'll also be part of the Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
It's because he was in the first one.
Yeah. And True Detective and Out of the Furnace and Free Birds.
Jeez. Well, they just put them in every movie.
Yeah. And why don't I make a Zombieland 2?
Weren't they supposed to make it into, like, a TV show or something?
Probably. I don't remember shit.
What the fuck do you remember?
Not too much.
Jeez.
Here you go, man. This is Machine Head with... Oh, no, this ain't Machine Head. This is Accept. I don't know what I put on the Machine Head for, but, this is Beat the Bastards.
Get the ropes that bind you.
So, Ghetto Man, what'd you think?
It was all right.
Where are you, Ghetto Man? There's somebody up in straight out of DK asking for Big B, more to hate.
So? Why does that concern me?
Well, considering the fact the person that actually runs straight out of DK don't really do much shit anymore, you can give it to him.
Man, fuck out of here, man. I don't run that page. You can kiss my ass. I have the CD, though.
I think I had it on my old computer.
Like, I have the actual CD.
Yeah,
but that's the person straight out of DK, man. He hasn't posted anything up since, like, the first 5 episodes of, like, ICP Theater.
Yeah, I know, right? Flippin'.
He's too busy promoting that a terrible mixtape that he keeps putting out.
Yeah. And he's also too busy turning into Victoria.
Who?
Victoria.
Which one?
The one that says legit all the time.
So I take it he's saying legit as well.
Yeah, it says direct me then. Legit beat, I can, let's see, goes. Straight DK mixtape volume 2 should be out in October. That project was beyond slept on, but I'll slap it together for y'all soon enough. Also, Nimrod is in search of some production. Do you make beats or know a guy? Direct me then, legit beats I can lease or whatever. Oh, yep, there you go.
Well, he needs to stop doing that and start finding free CDs.
Yeah, right? This is definitely a good movie, though.
Man, it just fucking started.
Exactly. And it's already good because if I could only... It already had a shitload of action in there already, man. Like at the start of the movie, it's got a good amount of action right there, which is good.
Good.
And I don't know why I say it like that. I just say good for some unknown reason.
Good.
I see someone responded to my post I put up on Straight Outta DK.
Your post? What did you post?
I asked for the new Sammy Hagar album.
Oh, yeah, that was back whenever the Big B CD came out. I said that I had it. Somebody commented after that or whatever. Like, could you send it to me? I didn't even see that until, like, a week later. I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to send him that. Yeah, but that person responded to you. He gave you the link, didn't he?
Yeah. After I've already downloaded it, a couple days before.
Oh, and I saw people were asking still for the damn Twisted remixes and... The YouTube videos are still sitting there that I posted.
Yeah, I don't know why they're fucking asking for the fucking remix. Well, the remixes are horrible.
Well, there's that, too. But the videos are sitting right there. Just go down a little bit and fucking press play.
Yeah, ready. Becky G.
Havoc's in love with Becky G, and she's only like 14.
No, she's 60, man.
Like, there's a difference.
Nah, man. Actually, I'm more in love with fucking Kesha. Like, she looks good.
Man, I'd rather you be in love with the underage kid.
Oh, man.
So,
in other words,
so Cher Lloyd got another CD coming out.
Hell yeah. Now, let's hope it's as good as this one was.
Well, from that song that she put out with Tia, man, I sure hope the whole CD ain't like it.
Yeah.
Because that's what's happening with fucking chicks nowadays. They get signed somewhere, and then they got these black dudes just ruining their music.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, her first CD, that was good, man. Now, if she sticks to that, she should be in good shape.
Yeah, true.
Unlike this new Nelly CD that he put out, man, it doesn't even sound like Nelly.
I haven't even heard it yet. But now,
well,
when you said that, I don't want to.
Well, not that you care about Nelly or anything, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I like Nelly. I like his old shit.
Shit, all of his shit was good. But this CD he just put out, not so much.
Well, all of his shit was good up until he did a track with Tim McGraw. Then it went downhill.
Man, that song was even good. What the fuck you talking about?
That's kind of a shocker because you hate country.
Exactly.
And I like country, and I thought it sucked.
See how that works?
It's definitely the Twilight Zone. That Twilight Zone remix.
Now, see, if something country's going on in the song and I like it, then you know it's a good song.
Yeah, right? Apparently, Cher Lloyd did the track with Sean Kingston. I don't even remember that.
What is that, something new?
Apparently, it came out in 2012 called Rum and Raybon.
I've never heard that.
I haven't either. I don't think I want to.
Yeah, because Sean Kingston, man, he doesn't make very many good songs.
Yeah, I noticed.
Except for, like, I'll give him credit on that Face Drop song. That was pretty good.
I don't think I heard that yet.
That's old.
Yeah, exactly. Almost as old as that, King Reno dude, the K Reno dude.
Okay, not but, that old.
But even there, I didn't know who the fuck that dude was.
Man, that damn dude is still in that group, man, promoting that dude.
Oh, he's not going to be coming in our group promoting him.
He's in that group fighting with all the idiots claiming to be juggalos.
Yeah, even though they're not.
Yeah. Even though they keep posting, why do you people say whoop whoop or I'm not a juggalo or, you know, shit like that, but yet people still believe that they're juggalos.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on, fucking... Even that fucking lesbian bitch already said, she's not a let, she's a suicide girl.
But here's something I don't understand. She runs this page and shit with a bunch of juggalettes and shit, right? How the fuck does that work?
I don't know.
It just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. I don't even know. Not the time anymore to people. You're not a let, but yet you're in a juggalo group, and you're on a page.
And
with juggalo.
And on top of that, they keep inviting more and more of their people.
I noticed.
And all the people that were there before, man, they're just fucking leaving.
Yeah. I mean, come on. That dumbass that fucking runs the group, if he's not dead, you know, that should be smart. Get his shit together and make me admin. Shit, I can actually do some damage.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe he doesn't want anybody to do anything. He enjoys this.
I guess so. What's going on? Even Bugatti's fucking liking the shit.
What is he liking?
He liked what she said. Pussies, LOL. Anyone else up for a battle? LOL. Talk shit, you're trash.
Yeah, that's something people will never learn. If you don't fucking fall into their bullshit, they'll go away.
Yeah, right.
But yet they keep fucking fueling them and shit.
Yeah, right.
Keep getting even more pissed off. It's an ongoing thing.
Pretty much. That's just funny. Like you said, they're just feeling them more and more and more. It keeps going on and on and on.
Why don't you go ahead and play that classic song by Potluck? Shut the fuck up.
Since we let our guest up on here. 385, what's going on with this?
Hey, you want to see something really cool?
It's just her. Just play the song.
I want to see something really cool. This is a radio station.
Sounds good, man. Potluck, shut the fuck up. Just for the motherfuckers up in single juggalos and juggalettes because they're fucking retarded. And they don't know how to, you know, just walk away. Or just make me admin so it start deleting people.
Dwelling and then they kissing and telling. Put your business in the street, say you're quick to give it. it hard on us real players.
Shut the fuck up! You're talking so much, you're making me light up this joint. Man, you're giving me a headache. Quick, just get to the point. I'll never get the hint neither. Swear I heard this before. Can barely hear myself, think your job's gotta be sore. That's what she said. Get it? All that blabbing, just quit it. You a know-it-all bastard, you don't ever let me finish. Irritating and I can't even take it. Plus, you're probably somewhere talking right now. You know what? Shut the fuck up!
Been illegal, chasing after bread. I'm dope boy, living high, the money in my bed. Operate around evil, always watching what is said. And if you speak on other people, you'll probably end up dead. We neighborhood heroes, Al Pacino's and De Niro. Two people I trust, named Cochran and Shapiro. Live by the street code, my game is so composed. Hustle on the low and always keep my lips closed. Never trust a bitch, that's the first way to slip. I'm trying to stack a grip and find a way up out this ditch. Doing dirt, trying to flip, gotta work to be rich. Never squeal in a pinch, never tell, never snitch. Had to go for mine, born into a life of crime. The cops wanna talk, then I turn into a mom. Put my middle finger up, pigs read between the lines. I ain't scared to do my time, I would never drop a dime.
Who cares who I'm kissing? You just mad cause you busy. You need to mind your own business. Shut the fuck up!
And we're back. But I don't know, good. I mean, you know, like you said before, man. You know, we keep inviting people into our group where there's no trolls, no fakes.
Or nothing.
They just don't. You know, decide to join us.
Because there's too many fucking groups, man.
Well, yeah, there's too many groups, except the fact that ours is truly 100% troll-free and legal.
I guess.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, me and you, I mean, like, you know, like, if someone wants to, you know, come in, like, me and you are the only ones that can approve people that come in.
Yeah. Because we're not complete dumbasses.
Yeah.
Although, is that group an open group?
Our group is not an open group.
Cause I was going to say, man, it should be an open group so people could at least find it, you know, just randomly pop up like every other group.
Yeah, our group is... Oh, wait, never mind. Yes, it is open.
You just said it was.
Yeah, it's open. Should I leave it open or should I just make it closed?
No, man, leave it open so people could at least find it, like I just said.
Alright, sounds good.
Because closed groups, you can't find those.
True. Somebody trying to rap and failing miserably away.
What?
I don't know, I'm hearing somebody trying to rap or some bullshit.
If you're hearing anything, you're hearing a clown talk.
Okay, yeah, I heard something. this we'll call it hearing.
Because I'm watching Uncle Buck. I don't know why that bitch is on.
Yeah, I do actually.
Who's your boyfriend?
What? Oh my gosh, you unmuted me.
We could always put you back on mute.
So, my boyfriend, his name's Ricky. And I think you know who he is, because he's always posting on All Juggalos chat.
Yeah.
And we actually see each other, unlike Brian.
Well, Brian's a crackhead.
I know Brian's a crackhead.
Who's that? Are you seriously?
Yeah, I'm seriously talking to them. This dude is stupid as fuck, and it's crackhead, and he lives in Illinois. But it says he's in love with me.
Why do we always gotta talk about this dude?
Are you a real person?
I don't know.
Am I a real person?
Hey, check it out. don't get crazy. She just showed me this new Juggalo thing, and I was just making sure she wasn't talking to a fictional person. Okay? I'm not ready for that until I'm in.
So are you saying she gets on the phone and just randomly talks to herself?
No. And I better not be doing it either, because I tell you what, I better know. I just rhymed this number, and I want to make sure that I'm talking to a real person, so.
If you would like to talk to somebody in English, press 1.
No. I got a phone to sell.
Hello.
Hey.
Yo no habla inglés.
No poquito, señor. No, no, señor. No inglés. No trabajar. Bye-bye. Okay.
Adios.
Was he really just called in just for that bullshit?
Did it hang up?
Yep.
Really? They called in to find if we were real?
Well, if they really want to find out that we're real, unless they're calling, I could put the phone up to my ass and rip ass from, because I'm sure that'd be real enough of anybody.
I'm so confused.
Going to club.
So he agreed with me that Destiny picks up her phone and talks to herself.
Yeah.
Wow. And I thought I was desperate.
Yeah, I know, right?
So why the hell are we supposed to know this person?
I don't know. My name's Ricky. I don't think I know who he is.
Nope, no idea.
Apparently, the fuck? And that Carrie D-Man chick is retorted.
What the fuck is that?
All Juggalo chat. She goes, quote unquote, "Insane Clown Posse is older than you." I get this a lot, and I could never see the person's point. Yeah, slightly older band, but I don't see the importance of that. Well, retorted.
Is that really a post?
Yeah.
Well, obviously they're old.
But
that's like saying we're younger than them. Well, no fucking shit.
This chick fucking SB Bohor Quez.
Bohor?
Well, yeah, that's what this chick's fucking last name is. Is it considered rape if someone is 17 and the person is dating a 19-year-old?
Yes.
Not really. And it's only 2 years different.
Well, it's rape if she doesn't want it.
Well, yeah, if she doesn't want it.
What are you trying to say, Havoc? She always wants it?
Well, clearly she wants it if she's asking.
I mean, look at the way she dresses.
It's funny. How come that she just asked that question? Really? You know, you could type in shit on Google and you'll be able to find it so much easier. You get, you know, information instead of asking us.
To find what?
The information that she wants to know.
The what?
The information that she wants, that SB Bohor Quez chick wants to know. I'm going to tag you on this status.
No,
here.
Don't do it. You used up your limit of tagging me in post this evening.
Kramer. That bitch keeps posting everything. To all juggalos, proud to be a juggalo. Like, she posted, like, so much shit up in our group. Fuck. Oh, this is a fucking post here. Someone posted something saying, "Hey, guess what I'm leaving my dog? What? Naked. What the fuck? Why? Because instead of I'm going to walk my dog down the street, I can say I'm going to walk naked down the street." Really?
That's fucking retarded.
It really is. Yeah, you know, I think we need a special track here. Because obviously people are retarded. It was a potluck. Smoke the pain away.
So cold. Damn. I'm running so low on dough. I'm so, so broke. I'm lonely. My girlfriend won't hold me. What have I become? I'm a loser. I'm a phony. I'm losing all my homies. Lately, I don't even know me. No one to console me, and no one can control me. Maybe I'm addicted, cause when I get lifted, my spirit shifted, and then I'm thinking that I'm gifted. I'm so crazy. Back and forth, schizophrenic, maybe, I don't know. All I know is when I blow the dro, I'm good to go. It heals my soul, now I can face the world, embrace the world, and remember, never ever chase a girl. Learn to make a change and try to maintain. No wood brain and candy paint, but I got Mrs. Mary Jane. She takes away the pain, so I cannot complain. Just put the pot up in the bowl every day to stop the rain.
Labeled a loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. feel like a show to pay. Nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters saying, I smoke this pain away. Labeled a loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like a show to pay. Nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters saying, I smoke this pain away.
Fountain of imperfection, my connection to affection is a cold embrace, attached to a sour face. No love for me, I'm ugly, I'ma smoke the pain away. No cuts for me, I'm bloody, and these scars are here to stay. Carry them lightweight through the world, I'm on a mission with my faith being the outcome of all my decisions, and my wishes are just that, figments of all my dreams, a chance to turn a chaotic life and make it serene. I'm a dreamer in my own right, without a question, imagining assassination, just like I'm John Lennon. People desecrating my grave with no respect. Smoke one for me, shit. Smoke three, I'm stressed. So much smoke in my lungs that I feel I'm losing my breath. And I feel there's nothing left for me, cause life is so strange. If it wasn't for the pain, then I wouldn't have a thing.
Pain.
Get
the fuck out of here. Can't live without all this pain.
You lazy son of a bitch.
Pain. Time to smoke some Mary Jane.
You fucking loser.
Lower my cash and going nowhere fast. I got just enough to function, cause I'm smoking on grass. Catch me up in the pad, missing the chances I had. Reminiscing on the bad, hoping I can buy a bag. I'm smoking on a blunt, got a problem, roll it up. Mama tell me that I'm special, but I keep on fucking up. My lady say she love me, but I see she's had enough. Keep my feelings bottled up and hope she never brings it up. The pain of thinking different would be way too much to handle. Some people live in Disney World, a smile in Orlando. My life is filled with misery, I'm singing a soprano. The hurt I feel is real, so I rap over pianos. Pass another joint so I can puff away the pain. It's way too late to change the thoughts that's running through my brain. Ain't no solving my problems, only arguing through it. So I smoke a blunt of chronic instead of swallowing bullets. Labeled a loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like there's hell to pay, nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters saying, I smoke this pain away. Labeled a loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like there's hell to pay, nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters saying, I smoke this pain away.
I sit in cemeteries holding it down, watching the raindrops on my reflection hit the ground. I see an angel pointing my direction, wearing a frown. I feel the pain, but it ain't a thing I can do for her now. I feel strange, so now I'm just letting the smoke build. I got enough pressure to deal with, death's on the real, pimping. I can admit it, I'm addicted and all that. The weed keeps me from killing people who wanna laugh at. Instead, I give you them axe tracks when I'm waxed. Magic is black like a blunt, I'll split your backpack. Might even kidnap your little rat. So thank you God for the weed, cause it's helping me get past that. I'm on the fast track to hell, that's what they're telling me. But I just tell them all to fuck off, ain't no helping me. That's why I seldom see friends and family. For me, my kids don't even like me. Fuck it, homie, roll the weed.
So do you do that a lot when nobody talks to you? Just make random noises?
Well, if I get bored, yeah.
Find refuge. There is no refuge, Peter.
Definitely a good movie so far. I feel like I can fucking find it and download it. Perfect if I could set that sack fucking titties by fucking Calico as like as a fucking background theme for my fucking PS3.
I'm sure you could.
And I hope so, because I want to try it one of these days.
And why is that?
Good, man, because in that way, like, you know, with my WWE Divas theme.
Because every time you turn your PlayStation on, you want to hear titties.
Hell yeah. Who wouldn't?
Well, you could just turn it on and scream it yourself.
Yeah, but then that's no fun.
Titties.
Oh, since I'm looking at,
titties.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to remember her name, Christiane's titties. Let's go with some Chris Calico. Titties. That's the final track of the night. And I'll probably go pass the fuck out.
Titties!
Nah, we love those hoes. It's something about the shows. Make them take off their clothes like,
whoa. Look at those pickle bitty pretty ones. Itty bitty titty committee can't even kick it with me.
And they showing cleavage and they flashing headlights. They drinking KCDs, they get their heads right.
I would love more than the areola. I love the over the shoulder, bow the holder. The lock can show you better than I can told you.
Okay.
Baby be going, but she coming too. Make me want to chew fruit. Oh, that's in front of you. Ribbons represent them, I'm an eye, the bride, I'm loving what's in them now.
Slither, the Nina blow her mind. She know when I get to drinking, I'm gonna give her overtime. See so many titties when I'm touring in Tulsa. They show me cause they dream of me cause I'm on her poster. She fine enough, she'll get the chance to get a little closer. Then I'm gonna be in her belly like a motherfucking no-stop. She can't fit them in Victoria's Secret. Cause baby is an ace, so her cup is the deepest. If you with the girl and she walk by, can't act like you'll see shit. Not only you, but the lady gonna ask her, yo, can I be bitch? Them up.
make me all good, cause I'll be slobbering. Got to bend them in all these different positions. I just want them to give them up and all be looking delicious. And tonight they trying to turn it up.
Count it, babe.
So let them crank it up a notch. Lifting up their tops and telly showing thanks. I thanks a lot. So yank a hot, put in sick the spot. I got a 34 double deer and tell her come here.
You're popping out of your double D. Knock about to come cuddle me. Watching out cause my cock is about to be hopping out to come trouble she. I'm gonna be your whore pet. Ironic like I let it more set. But she knows that I wanted to take the bottoms off to keep on the beautiful corset. If you got them, gonna take them out like bada bing. Titties, coochie, I'll take anything madam bring. It's not a thing. I love that she had them gleam. Yo, when God made Eve, what you think's the first thing Adam seen?
I'm gonna go pass the fuck out.
Goodbye, N-word.
Peace.